Okay, first thing I want to point out is the following. Let's get a few different nakudas at the beginning of Shir, and then we got to finish up reading the Taisus and do the next two. Okay? First nakuda I want to bring out is that Daniel's Kasha yesterday I found in the Masitha, in the back of the Masitha from the Sefer Gur Aryeh. So let's just say it over. And then Pinchas had a similar, not exact teretz, but I want to say it over. And there's Tosos Chiddush was, in Dibur Maskil Kol, that the whole crux of the machlokas of Yesh'em L'Mikra, Yesh'em L'Mesorah is whenever there's a contradiction. If there's no contradiction, you'll hold both. And the whole point of this Gemara is to say is that when there is a contradiction, we're going to give you a list of Yesh'em L'Mikra Tanoi. Correct? That's Tosos. So Daniel asked very astutely, he said, Rabbi, but with a Gemara at the very bottom of Dalam Raf Rayana Dalam Bay says you have a pasuk called Tavasha Gadi Bachalev Mimo. And the Gemara says that's the marker for Basar B'chalov. And that was the clincher that it was considered to be Yeshem L'mikra. So why is that the clincher? Daniel said, but you could say both. Say Yeshem L'mikra, Yeshem L'msor. That's not a stira. Right? They're not sulcer one another. So why does the Gemara present that as a clincher? So that was the Guri Aryeh's Kasha. Daniel was mechavit to that. Okay? Daniel was mechavin. It's a great, great. So it's an Amun Mem Aleph here in the back in the Masifta. It's a great, great kasha. So the answer is as follows. Pinchas, I think, was hinting. He didn't say it exactly like this, but I think it's the same, similar word. I want you to get this. What he wants to say is that when Tosfos says it's chiddush, that's when the Mesorah has been written in a different manner from the way it sounds. If you look at through all the examples we have, so since it was changed, it was written in a different manner. We're Dorish the Mesorah, if it's not Soser the Mikra, right? So Daniel says, Rabbi, do the same thing as the Chiddush Aran said, right? So why don't you do the same thing? Chiddush Aran asked the Kasha, you know, that's the way the Chiddush Aran had asked the Kasha and Rashi. Remember we said, Lemaisa, you know, why in the Mesorah, if it was the Mesorah, it could be both. Rashi said it was the Mesorah, it would only be Chaylev. So Rashi and the Chiddush Aran, we had a Machloikis about that, how to learn up the Kasha. But the bottom line is they're not Soser one another, so say both. Why do you want to call that a clincher? If you look at every single one of the examples, the Mesorah is written in a different way of how it sounds, the Mikra, and therefore we're Dorish the Mesorah as long as it doesn't Sosa the Mikra. But here, by Cholov and Chelov, they're written exactly the same way. Ches, Lam, and Beis. So it's similar to what you were saying, Pinchas. They're written exactly the same way. So if they're written exactly the same way, we're not Dorish the Mesorah, Lamaisa, Laman, Dumer, Yeshem, Lamikra. If you hold Yeshem, Lamikra, that's it. So in other words, I want you to get the Nakuda. Tosa says, Yeshem L'mikashim Masorah is when they contradict one another. When they don't contradict one another, you'll say both. So Daniel asked me then say both here in this Gemara. Say both, Chelev and Chalov. L'maisa will say both when there's a little bit of a change in the way it's written from the way it's what normally pronounced. Then we'll try to say both. But when it's written the exact same letters, you gotta choose. You gotta be Yeshem L'mikra man or Yeshem L'mesora man, and the Gemara says we're Yeshem L'mikra man, and the Gemara upgrades the whole thing. Okay? So I want you to get that's the first Nakuda, that Gur Aryeh. Okay? We got that? That's the first Nakuda, the Gur Aryeh. That's number one. Okay. Number two. Let's get it. Number two, second Nakuda I want you to get is the Gemara M'sachim. Okay, I just want to point out the Gemara M'sachim that we said over. L'maisa, I want you to get it. The Gemara says M'sachim on Daf Pei Vav the following. The Gemara says M'sachim on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara points out that according to Reb Shimon, you're not allowed to eat it in Shtei Mekomos. Okay? You're not allowed to eat the Pesach in Shtei Mekomos. Now what does it say in the Chumash? B'bayis Echad Yeyachel. Yeyachel is the mikra. Please write it down. Yeyachel is the mikra. Bebayis echad yeyachel. That's the mikra. What's the mesorah? Would be yochah. So the way Rav Shimon interprets Yeshem L'mikra is yeyachel means is that the korban can only be eaten in one chabura, cannot be eaten in two chaburas. So the isser of carrying, according to Rav Shimon, would be to carry it from one chabura to eat it in another chabura. You know, chabura means different groups. You have to be pre-appointed. So that's the way Rav Shimon has it. Rav Yudah has it as being what? Rav Yudah has it as being Yeshem LaWat. Yeshem LaMasar. He reads it as being what? Yochab. Okay? Which means you got to eat in the same place. You can't eat it in different places. See, Reb Shimon says you could eat it in different places, but just with the same chabura. One chabura will walk from one place and go to the other place. We got it, Klor? So that answers our kasha. It's an Isser Hotzah according to both. According to Reb Shimon, Isser Hotzah will be to carry it from one chabura to go to a different chabura. Okay? Yoni, you have the Mar Makayim? I think I photocopied for you. Because I didn't have enough to save.
I had it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we got it? That's the second Nakuda. Okay, we got it? Reb Yudah's Yishen Lemesorah. Yochah. You have to eat the chefs in the same place. No matter what. Even in the same career. Can't move. You got to stay in the same place the whole time. And that's a din, you know. Halach lamaisa, if you fall asleep here. Uri, if you fall asleep, lamaisa, you're not allowed to eat the afikoman in different makomos. You know that? You're supposed to eat in the same makom. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pesach. Mechaber says you're supposed to eat the afikoman in one makom. It's a whole shiloh if you fell asleep. The other guys are awake, it's okay. If a guy fell asleep, mamish might be like you. It's like you weren't there. Might be a problem. So it does have halacha l'maisa. So that's number two nekuda. That's what the Gemara Pesachim that he meant when he quoted the Tosafot Dir Maskel Kol. Okay, and that Tosafot. So what is this? The big Tosafot. What Dir Maskel Kulu? That's what he meant by Pesachim. That's the second nekuda. First nekuda was the Gur Aryeh. Second nekuda is what is the Gemara Pesachim. Okay, we got it, Klor? Okay, let's go now. Third nekuda, our Tosafot. Where we're up to. Gabby's not here, but I forgot to have Gabby read the last line. Let's say over to Tosis outside. Okay? And then we'll finish it up inside for Minami, because we've got to do the next two Tosis. Get everything clear. Okay? There's a show. Let's go. What did the Gemara say? By Achatas, how many sprinklings are Ma'akev? According to Beis Shammai.
Two.
According to Beis Hillel, how many are Ma'akev?
One.
What about all our Korbanos? How many sprinklings are Ma'akev? Only one. Everyone agrees to that. Okay. The Gemara says, what's the makor that other all karbanos one sprinkling is good? Dam yizavecha yishafei. That drush is according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, Jacob. According to Beis Hillel, we don't need it because we learn a bininav from where? Chatas. That bininav is beferish in the Gemara and Zvachim. Lamed Zayinim and Beis. What about all those tanoim that learned Dam Zechashveh for another din? What's the other din? Pouring the blood on the Mizbeach. Right? So how do they know? Because they learn like Beis Hillel bin Nav Kechatis. From Chatis. Okay, what's Tosis Kasha? Two Kashas. What did Tosis ask? Betema Ban Kasha. What's the first Kasha? Why do I need a Pusik? Why would I think it's Makev according to Beis Shammai? Even Beis Shammai never would learn out from Chatis. Chatis, you need two. You're going to tell me you need two by everything else? Chatis is boxed in. Karnos. Karnos, right? It says Karnos by Chatas. So I would think only by Chatas is Ma'akev too. And I wouldn't think by everything else. So what do you need to have a Pusik for? Number two Kash is what? Even according to Beis Hillel, you need a Bininav. Why do I need a Bininav? Why do I need a Bininav? To tell me that by Chatas one's enough, everything else one's enough. Why do I need a Bininav? How do we say it yesterday in Shir? How do we say it yesterday in Shir? Zrika b'chdi lo ad l'ashkechon. We said we said that, well, you got to throw, you got to get a party, you got to throw something, right? So why would I need a bininav, right? Those are the two kashas. So what's Tosis Teretz? And I was so happy to see this. Let's pick it up from Nir Lafarge. Shimon, read inside. Go ahead, Vanir Lafarge. Guys, pick it up. Tosis Dimaskal Kol. You have Nochum? Dimaskal Kol. Go ahead. Vanir, Zok Shimon. Go ahead. Shimon. Shimon the Tan and Shimon. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh! Take out the word Karnos. It should be Karbonos. I was so happy to hear that because Karnos is only by Mizbeach. Right? He says, Time and Mishun Matanos shall Karbonos. Nafkalan, go ahead.
Nafkalan, the fact is in the Kurma and Midetse, Saviv.
So, what is the word Saviv that's said in the beginning of the Yikra? That happens to be in the beginning of the Sefer of the Ikra, and that could apply to all karbonos, meaning to say that every zrika you do is ma'akev. Not just one. Everything you do is going to be ma'akev. Saviv. That's what Saviv thinks. That's what we think Saviv means. Because l'maisa, we don't, how do you know you don't put ein noson zrika achas ala mizbeach, chen ein noson kechut? You do it Saviv, right? What does Saviv mean? That you do arba matanos, arba kronos. Saviv, I would think every matana you do is kematana achas. So if you would miss one, Lamaisa, I would think it's possible. That's what Saviv means. You got to do everything. So everything you do has got to be Mlikuva. That's what I would think. So how does that answer the Kasha? Please get this. Plug it in. Both Beisham and Beisil need this Pasuk. Let's plug it in. Beisham uses it for two things. Let's get it down. Beisham uses it to what? Dam Zevach Eshevech offsets what? Saviv. Because Saviv, I would think, tells me every Zrika is Ma'akev. Every Matan, I would think, would be Ma'akev. Comes the Pasuk and says, no, one is enough. Number two, what does Beisham say? That is the mocker that other Karbonis, one is enough. It's a deflector, and it's also a mocker. According to Beishama. And according to Beisil, what is it, Shimon? According to Beisil, it's only a deflector. Saviv is offset by Idam Sevech and Shafeth. Right? It's a deflector. But what is the makor that all the commandments, one is enough, according to Beisil? Binyan Avram Chattis. Excellent pen. So according to Beishama, it's a deflector and a mocker. According to Beisil, it's only a mocker. Okay? And then Ben asked me, so how are the other Tanoim Lamaisa going to know that din of pouring the blood on the Mizbeach, Lamaisa, so that the Gemara has on Lamed Zayin off a different drush according to Rebbe. So there's another drush out there. There's another drush out there. From Rebbe, Rabbein HaKadosh, and Zvachim, Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph, Lamaisa, there's another marker. So don't worry about those Tanoim, Lamaisa. Don't worry about those Tanoim. How are they going to know that din? Those Tanoim that are Darik Tam Zvachim for Drush Achrina, that's fine. But according to Beishama, how's he going to know it? Beishama learned like Rabbein HaKadosh. Okay? That's what we want to suggest. You got it? Next, go ahead, Shimon. Next teretz, Inami.
Inami, Nishon, Dexiv, Saviv, Tuva, Vashina, Kosu, Va'akev, Ma'akev, Zivkra, Ben, Vashana, Ben, Vesel.
That phrase really is going for the first teretz as well. The punchline really is you need the pasuk for both. Both Beisham and Vesel. Now, there's a famous problem in Kachim. I want you guys to know it. I don't know why the first day in Tosis didn't say it. But there's a din in Kachim, which you must know. Shina, Alav, Akasav, La'akev. The Gemara says it in many places. When the Torah repeats a certain din in Kachim, it is to tell me that it's Likuva. If the Torah repeats a din in Kachim, it's to tell me that the din is Likuva. So it said Saviv many, many times in the Chumash. It says Saviv so many, many times. So I'd have a havamina that what halacha lamaisa, every zrik you do is Likuva. What offsets it, Eli? Dam zevechacha yishafeich. According to Beis Shammai, it offsets it as a deflector, and it's also the marker that one zrik is good for other kachemuri. According to Beisil, it's only a deflector because the binyan avos chattis. I just don't know why the first day didn't say shina lo akasul la'akev. And also when he says that phrase at the end, luchach itzri kra bein lashemam bein lebeisham bein lebeisil, that's going for both teirutz. Zach, you with me on this? Okay, let's get this clear. Yes, Johnny, quickly.
Rabbi said Beis Shammai used the pasuk to deflect Saviv.
Yes.
And a mocker.
Yes, because how does Beis Shammai know all the other korbanos are one?
The svara from it can't be more than chatas, so it has to be one.
What do you mean can't be more than chatas? That's Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel has the binyanav. Beis Shammai doesn't have a binyanav.
What was the original question on Beis Shammai?
The original question on Beis Shammai is why would I have a havamina?
To what?
Why would I have a havamina that it should be ma'akev? That two things should be ma'akev? What am I going to do? Model everything after Chattis? Chattis is boxed in. Chattis is Karnos. Okay? Chattis is Karnos.
I thought the Sfar of Beis Shammai was that Chattis is Karnos, it's two.
But what is the marker that all other Karbanos, focus, all other Karbanos, one Zrik is enough. Right. What is the marker for Beis Shammai? How did those begin? Dam Zifachach Yishafeich. That's the makor.
What was the Shiloh on him?
The kasha on him was, why do I have to need that?
Why
would I learn out from chattis that you need two? Why would I learn out from chattis you need two? Why would I do that? Because chattis I box in because it says karnos. So one would be enough. Why would one be enough? Maybe the svara. We haven't done the next tosis yet. Tosis holds that Beis Shammai denies the svara. You follow what I'm saying? How does tosis begin? Dam zevachach yishafeich.
Right.
We got to get weiter. You hear him saying? Well, how does Tosus begin? The makor of Beis Shammai, all our commandments, one zrik is enough is what? Dam zevachach yishafeich. What is his kasha? His kasha is, what do you need that mucker for? Lama likra. Why would I think any different? So what will be the mucker then? I'm asking you, in the proposal of Tosus kasha, what would be the makor?
I thought the makor was that since chattis is two, and it can't be more than chattis, it's going to be one now.
That's not a mucker. What would it be? So it would be a svar of what? What would the svar be? that you can't get kapara unless you do what? An action. What is the lashon? Kapara b'ti lo ashkechan. Exactly.
Okay, so why is the question why are we using dam as a mucker?
Because I already know the next tulsus. That's why I'm saying it. No, you're making a great point. But the reason why I'm saying that Beishamah, it serves as 2 points, is because Beishamah in the next tulsus doesn't hold to that svara.
Right, okay.
Okay? But you're making a great point. It's a great point. But I'm saying to you, tulsus already spilled the beans in the beginning of our tulsus by saying that's the makor. He said it. No? Look what he says.
Right.
He says that drush is l'fi Beishamah. He said it.
Right.
A mucker. He didn't say this svara. So I'm putting the two tulsus together. But you're on the ball. You're saying good. You hear what I'm saying?
And then that's why Beis Hillel is just using the pasuk to
Beis Hillel is just using the pasuk as a deflector.
He has the mucker of
Kibbutz. Yes. Beis Shammah is just using the pasuk as a deflector. But I'm saying Beis Shammah is using it as a deflector and a makor. And I didn't say it, Tosa said it. So you're saying me, Rebbe, you didn't say the svara. But I already know the next Tosa that he denies the svara. So that's why I want to say using it as a mucker. And that's why Tosa says it.
Good.
It would be a good quiz. Show me from the Tosa we just learned that Tosa doesn't hold to the svara. Because he quotes a mucker. He doesn't quote the svara of Kabbara Bichdi. How did he begin our Tosfos?
Yeah, but he quoted the mucker, and then he had a question on that.
But at the end of the day, the mucker is from that pasuk. Okay, the mucker is from that pasuk. So therefore, that's the din. That's what he said.
Like in this Tosfos, we have a mucker and a svara. Why do we have both?
He's not rejecting that. The mucker is the pasuk, and that's it. Mucker is the pasuk, that's it. And I'm saying, you put it together next, so it's not that it's the svara, we don't hold it the svara. Okay, Viper, sure. Let's go. We gotta go Viper. Okay?
I don't cop the shadow. I don't understand it then.
Again, I'm gonna say it one more time, because it's just, right. we gotta go Viper. One more time, and we'll discuss it. We had a whole morning saved for it. Okay? The kasha is, Tosus begins by saying we have a mucker. You don't need that mucker. Learn not from a svara. Push it. That's Pasha, that's his Kasha. Learn it out from a Svara. Because Chattas, I never would learn you need to from everything else. You follow me? Because Chattas, I box in, it says Karnos. Clear?
Yeah.
So what's the answer? The answer is that the Pasuk is needed to what? To deflect Saviv, but it also uses a Mucker. All right, but you tell me it's a Svara? He doesn't hold the Svara. The next Tosa says he doesn't hold the Svara.
No, but in the Tosa, is that okay?
No, it's not a problem. The Kasha, he starts from the beginning of the Tosa, Pasuk. Then he says, you don't need a Pasuk. It's a Svara. Then he says, I need the Pasuk. And I want you to know something. The Pasuk will stick, and I'm adding on the next Tosa. Go ahead, Shimon. Let's go. Stein Lakev. Let's go. Go ahead. So let's Chazer over. According to Beishamah, how many Zrikas do we need? Let's go. How many Zrikas do we need according to Beishamah?
Four.
Two of them are Makev. Two of them are not. Well said. Okay, so Johnny loves the Svara so much. Three should be Makiv. Zach, you with me? Three should be Makiv. Zuck the Tysus. Stein Lakiv. Go ahead. Yeah, read the Dimaski. Stein Lakiv. Oh! Vakati. So I have the Svara. Vakati instilled. Oh! So great. Bigger mathematics. 1 + 2 is what? Is 3. So why does the Gemara say 2 are makiv? According to Shammai, 3 should be makiv. Clear? Great kasha. Yeah? Go ahead, Tysus. Oh, number one doesn't hold this svara. Doesn't hold that svara. Now, let's get in your notes. Let's get this, guys. Beis Shammai doesn't hold this svara. So where's the kapara come from? What, it's magic? What's the svara? The svara is you have to do an action to get a kapara. So one sprinkling, Uri, are you getting this? You got it on your Gemara, on your computer there? What do you mean to tell me that what? You get kapara automatically? Well, you don't have to do any actions? You don't have to get any actions? What did you say, Zach?
You have to do 2.
No, according to Beishamah, Lamaisa. Beishamah is asking, Lamaisa. If Tosis asks, you should do 3. You should get 3, should be Liku. So Tosis says, I don't hold of the svara. What do you mean you don't hold of the svara? What does it mean you don't hold of the svara? So Zach's telling me you're going to have to do 2 anyway. Okay, but Lamaisa, what I'm saying to you is if you deny that svara without doing the zrikas, let's say, it seems like you would get a kapara. He made drushes. There were drushes in the Gemara that you need to. You follow me? There are drushes in the Gemara you need to, but he denies the svara. You understand what I'm saying? So let's say you didn't make those drushes. It seems like you would get kapara even without what? Zrika. So what I want to point out is that's because the korban, the offering of the korban itself will give you the kapara. You don't need to have the zrika. Okay? You're saying good, Zach, but I'm saying even if you didn't have those drushes, Tosis is saying that if Beishamah denies the svar, you still would attain kapara without doing anything. That's nuts. So I'm saying the answer is not that you're not doing anything. You at least will be mocked of the korban. The kakrav of the korban will give you atonement. That's the pshat in the first day in the Tosis. Okay? You got me? Second, go ahead, Shimon. Shimon, you got that in your notes? Okay, that's what you got to learn. You got to learn up like that, okay? Go ahead, second day in. What'd you say?
The tunnels are for preparing the carbon and then the carbon itself.
No, there are four avodas, we said, remember?
Yeah.
There is shchita, there is kabbalah, there is halacha, and there's zrika. So, apparently I would think I need kapara after the zrika stam. No, the hakravas akorban would be enough. That's what you have to say according to first day.
And why would we think we need a kapara from the carbon of them?
Because the Gemara says in many places, the Zrika is what gives you the Kapara. So I'm saying that one line, Beishama would hold, that one day, that the Hakravas HaKorba would be enough. You hear what I'm saying? That's what I think you got to say. Okay, go ahead. Inami, a second Teretz. Oh, what's the second day of Tosus? Second day of Tosus is that since you sprinkle the blood anyway, the blood that's left over in the kli, you pour on the foundation of the altar anyway of the mizbeach. Then he says that's enough of an action to get a kapar. That's the second day. Now it could be, let's point out, Pinchas, that maybe the second teretz he didn't like the first teretz because of what we said, to say that akravas akorban is the kapar. Usually we always assume the zrika gets you the kapar. So maybe that's what motivated Tos to say a second teretz. But I want you to get the shtick on the second teretz. Jeremy, let's get it down. This is unbelievable. Let me ask you a kashan. This is what similar to what Zach had said. The bottom line is that the Gemara's Tos is asking three should be likuva. Two from the what? Two from the actual Gemara. And then one more from that's considered to be what? A svar. So three should be likuva. But we're focusing on that third one that should be Likuva based on the Svara. So Tosis says, according to the second Terence, you know what? I don't hold to that. I don't hold to that Svara because I can attain the Svara by pouring the blood on the what? In the cup that was on the Mizbech. You don't need to sprinkle it. So you don't need 2 + 1. So let me ask you the following question. If you assume like that, and we're focusing on this third theoretical one, what happens if you don't do this Rika? What happens if you don't do the Zrika on the Mizbeach for some reason? Let's say you didn't do the Zrika. If you don't do the Zrika, what happens? Then there's no blood left over in the Kli. What is the blood left over in the Kli? The blood left over in the Kli is from blood that was left over in the Kli that you had sprinkled on the Mizbeach. You didn't sprinkle all the blood on the Mizbeach. That's called Shirayim. And the Shirayim, Shficha Shirayim, is poured on the Mizbeach. But if you don't sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, what kind of remainder is there? You didn't do anything. So the Porat Yosef asks on Tosis, let's get it down. He says, according to the second day in Tosis, he says, I don't understand. There's no Din Shirayim. You can have a scenario with no Din Shirayim if you didn't have what? If you didn't have any, if you didn't do the Zrika.
How can you have every case of the Zrika?
What'd you say? Let's say it became Tomei or it spilled out. You can have scenarios. So Reb David Barvarsky answers B'Shem the Brisker Rav. Please get it down. He says, it's like the Gemara in Zvachim and Sari Lamedalim and Beis says that you can throw blood on the Mizbeach even though you're not Mechuyiv to do it. And it has a din of Shirayim. And you can get Kapara. There's a Gemara in Zvachim and Lamedalim that says you can throw blood on the Mizbeach even though you're not Mechuyiv. You can throw blood on the Mizbeach and you can attain a Kapara even though you're not Mechuyiv. And the great Rosh Yeshiva, that's what Dover Pavrats, the great Rosh Yeshiva in Panovich. Another great Rosh Yeshiva in Panovich, Rav Shlomo Berman, the Asher L'Shlomo, adds on, listen to this. He says, Kapara b'chvi lo ashkechinan. He says, we never find that you're chayv akopan to do this to make shirayim. But nevertheless, he says, the din of kapara b'chvi lo ashkechin, which means that what? That you have to at least do one zrika, right? We never find lamaisa. We don't know that zrika itself is one of the avodas akorban, and that it itself could be mechaper. So therefore, we would say it would work even for what? Zrika's tummy would work. As long as you're creating a hechitimsa for Shirayim. So that's why you need the alfusa that achas la'akev, that the zrika itself is the mechaper. Again, what's the second day in Tosa say?
Pour it on the mizbeach.
You pour it on the mizbeach, therefore you get your action of doing a kapara. So don't give me the business that it should be three. That one zrika is because you have to do one action, you have two other from the drushes. No, the one action you get is from what pouring the blood on the mizbeach. But what if you don't do the zrika zadam? The teretz is, says, that's what Parash Yosef asks.
What does it do with shirayim?
Shirayim is the blood that remains in the kli. You pour, you sprinkle from the mizbeach.
The zrika
is from that kli, correct. Right. From the zrika is from the cup. You put the finger in and then you sprinkle like this on the mizbeach. The stuff left after the zrika is called shirayim. You pour that on the mizbeach. So twice in the second day it says you would take kapara through that vehicle. Affect the Parash Yosef, what happens if you don't do it? What happens if you don't do it? And their scenario might come up, we don't do it. So what does Rav Dovah Pavarsky answer? He says, you always can do it. The Gemara has in Zvachim, he quotes the Brisker Rav. You can always throw blood on the Mizbeach and get a kapara. You can always throw blood on the Mizbeach. Yeah, that's what he says. Blood from the Korban. Blood from a Korban. Zrika's Tom, let's say the blood became Tomei. The blood became Tomei. So he still can do it. So I can create a scenario that the blood that's extra now in the cup is called Shirayim. I can always do a Zrika that is considered to be what creates shirayim. That's what the Rav Asher Lishlomo says. That's what it means, kapara bichdi lo ashkechina. I can always drum up a scenario of what? Kapara bichdi lo ashkechina. Through what vehicle? Through what vehicle, guys? Not through Azrik itself, but through what? Through what, Zach? Through sprinkling it, which will create shirayim, which will allow me to pour the shirayim on his back, which will give me a kapara. You understand? That's Rav Asher Lishlomo's mazmur dava pararski. That's what he means. The kapara b'chdi lo ashkechina is not through the zrika straight up. It's through doing a zrika which you didn't have to do, which creates what? A scenario of what? The blood now in the cup is shirayim, and now I can pour that in his back. That'll give me kapara. So it's interesting because this is against Reb Chaim, his father. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Karbonis Pirik Yates Maisa Karbonis says only a zrika that hachas halos can create a shirayim, not a zrika ba'alma. A zrika ba'alma can't create shirayim. So you know what Abdullah Bavarsky says to that? He says, "What am I? I'm not throwing it, Stam. I'm throwing it lechachila. No one didn't. What is the whole topic of our Tosos? What is likuva? What is likuva? No one denies there's an Indian to throw it lechachila nachum. So maybe throwing it lechachila is enough to say that you create a chetims of shirayim. The shtickle, guys. First we thought the Brisker Rav was against Reb Chaim, his father. Now we're saying not that way. We're friendly with the Abdullah Bavarsky. So four gedayim we mentioned. Let's chazer the whole thing." Toysus as a kasha. Let's get it. Toysus as a kasha. Why does Bishama say two of Khatas is makir? Say three. The two of the pasuk and one more. Kapara bichti lo ashkechin. This far. So Toysus' first answer doesn't hold it this far. Done. Doesn't hold it this far. Okay. We added on. It doesn't hold this far. So where do you get the kapara? Through the akrav as a korban. Okay. Second day in Toysus? No. Kapara bichti is not through the zrika, through pouring the rest of the blood on the mizbeach. Yes? So that's how you get it. Two zrikas are makev, and the pouring of blood in the back gives you the fulfillment of Kara Bechi La Shechina. So if I ask you this, Vishama hold it this far or not? 2 days in Tisus. Our Tisus, right? So Rabbi Dovah Pavarsky asks on the Parat Yosef, ask on the second day of Tisus, the Parat Yosef. Right? The yeshiva in the old city. Parat Yosef. Named after that gadol. So he asks that kasha, he says, what happens if you don't do zrikas? How do you know you're always going to have shirayim of blood? What happens if you don't do zrika? So says Rav David Pavarsky, you know what? Halacha l'maisa. The Gemara says in Zvachim, he quotes the Brisker Rav and Lama Dalam Beis, that you can always do a zrika. For example, the blood became tamei. Blood became tamei. You're not allowed to. You're not yotze anything by sprinkling on his back. What happens if you do? It creates shirayim of the blood in the kli. By doing it, it creates shirayim. So he says, halacha l'maisa, I can do that. And Reb Shlomo Berman adds on, Zatzal, the great Gaon, his Mazrub Dabarovsky Zatzal, that what does that mean? It means to say is that, halacha l'maisa, I fulfill kapara bichti, right? Lo ashkechon, how do I fulfill it through an action? By doing this rika, which creates a scenario that the blood in the kli has a din shirayim. It's what they do in Brisk, in Yushalayim, guys, kachim. They learn kachim in Brisk. That's what they do. These shtickles. You follow what I'm saying? So by doing the zrika on this, it creates a what? By doing the zrika on this, what does it create? It creates a din shirayim, so now I can get a kapara by pouring on it. Problem is that that's against the Brisker Rav, against Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim Hilchos Maisa Karbonis, did you get the parapirik yud test, says only a Zrika that asks halos creates a din shirai. Only a Zrika that's meaningful. Only a Zrika itself that attains a kapara does it create shirai. So the son's against his father. Says Reb Dov Barsi Chas V'Sholom. The Brisker Rav is not against Reb Chaim, because it is meaningful. Well, how would it be meaningful? At least you fulfill a lechachila. At least you'd be filling a mitzvah lechachila by sprinkling. It's not like it's not meaningful at all. So at least it would be meaningful and it would be enough to create a din shirayim, and then through that you'd get a kapara.
Fulfilling your lechachila of two?
No, lechachila of four. There are four lechachila. Two are lakev, Tosfos asks three should be makev. Okay?
So you're fulfilling your four.
So Tosfos says two are only makev, but how are you fulfilling the svar of kapara bichdi lo kapara b'chdi lo ashkechina, you can't get automatic kapara, you got to do an action. You get it, according to the second day of Tosfos, by pouring the blood on the foundation of the mizbeach. But if you don't do zrika, how do you get that? So he said, because you'll throw it anyway, l'maisa. You'll throw dam that's tamei. You can throw dam that's tamei also, l'maisa. So you'll be able to come up with some dam, l'maisa. Gather up some dam from that animal and do it. Do it, halach l'maisa. Okay? Let's say the snare in the king tamei. So take that blood and do it. Sprinkle it. So it creates shirayim. But Reb Chaim says it only creates a shirayim if the zrika itself is meaningful. So your son's against the father? No, it is meaningful, because at least your zrika would be a lechatchila. So filling a lechatchila might not get you kapara, but at least it fulfills the mitzvah lechatchila.
No, I thought you said zrika b'alma doesn't work, though. Or is the zrika b'alma works, it just doesn't create a din shirayim?
No, we said that zrika b'alma does create a din l'maisa.
No, I'm saying Reb Chaim originally said...
Reb Chaim said only a zrika that has a chalos creates a din shirayim. So we're saying it has a chalos because it fulfills a what? Mitzvah lechatchila. That would be the chalos. That's what Dov Barbarsky wanted me to say. Daniel, you got this? Clear? You got it? Daniel, you got it? You got this, clear? Okay. Want me to say it? You got one more? You want me to say it again? Ben, go ahead.
Say the last part again,
yeah, in other words, according to Reb Chaim, you can only have a meaningful zrika that creates a din shirayim and the rest of the blood in the cup. So how is this a meaningful zrika? Does it contain any kapara? It was tameh. The answer is it's still fulfilling a mitzvah lechachila to do sprinklings. Won't get you a kapara, but at least it'll be a mitzvah lechachila, which is a bit of a chiddush, because you would think at least the mitzvah lechachila would be what to get you somewhat of a kapara. But I hear what it's saying. There's a mitzvah lechachila. Shake the lulav in a certain way. You get a certain amount of points of shemayim from Hashem, do a mitzvah lechachila 50, but you have a 25. So okay. So that's maybe it's meaningful enough to want to create a din shirayim. Okay. Excellent, guys. Next tosis. Yeah, Arya, go ahead. What do you say?
Just the last thing. So according to Tosfos and the Dovid Pribarsky understanding, so according to Beis Shammai, the two Zrikas would be done just for fulfilling mitzvah lechachila?
No, four are lechachila, two are liyikuv lekapara.
Oh, just no. Okay.
Right, but Tosfos is talking all in theory that he should have been, three should have been liyikuva, and he said that what? He said that either Tosfos doesn't hold to that svara, you get your kapara through Korban, or Tosfos holds you can get the kapara through pouring the remest of the blood from the cup on the foundation of the altar in the mizbech. Problem is, if you don't do zrika, how do you get that? Right? And Tosfos is assuming you're always going to have that. So we said, because even if it became tameh, there's still a notion that the Gemara in Zvachan Laundale says it can be meaningful enough, you can throw it on. That was the Lashon of Gemara there in Zvachan and Daflam and Dalan and Beis. The Osir Shirai. Zrika's psul, that there's Osir Shirai. Even though in Namachuyiv, it makes a din shirayim. And through that, it's tacho kapara. Okay, so you get a kapara, at least what? At least lechachilu lemaisa. That's what Reb Dov Barbarsky wants to say. It gets Reb Chaim, but it's meaningful on the mitzvah lechachilu. Okay. Baikana, next tosis. Let's go, Shim. Yes, Ben, go ahead.
Who was supposed to answer the question from the one before, Cole? He's like, in Cole, the question was, why does Yeshua need to bring in a pasuk? Because we have kapara. So aren't these also answers?
The previous toast is talking about other carbonos, remember? This toast is talking about katas.
You can't apply the answer to that.
What do you want to say? That what?
That you could say...
That what? I don't know.
That Beit Shammai brings in this pasuk because he doesn't hold... Because either the first answer, because it doesn't hold by...
Yes, that's what I was doing. That's what I was doing. I was assuming the answer to Johnny's point is that Tosfos doesn't hold in the svara. So Dam Sevecha Yishafech is the makor that for all their carbonos, one zrik is enough. I'm assuming like Tosfos the first day. If you go like this Tosfos in the second day, that Tosfos does hold of the makor, then Johnny's point is very well taken. that at the end of the day, the makor might be a svar, right? If I ask you what the makor is for other karbanos according to Meshama, that one is ma'akev, I would say dam svechi shafeich, like the previous doses along with the first day of doses, because he denies a svar. According to the second day, and then you have Johnny's point that it's a svar of svar b'chilo ashkechinen, right? The only problem is that what happens if you have no zrikin? So we'll say pouring the blood on the mizbeach. Okay, very good. So that was excellent. Everyone's on the ball. Next Tosis, go ahead, Shimon. Let's go. Okay, we got all shtickles. Let's go. I didn't want to skip all this. I'm glad we didn't. The working in the this on main was for tayin. Go ahead, Shimon. Let's go. Minayin. Now, what was the din? Let's refresh our memories. Uri, are you with me? You have it inside there. Okay. What's machlokes tanoim? If God forbid you have a revis of blood from one corpse, half a revis, from another corpse, another half revis. Put them together in a room, God forbid. If a Kohen goes in, he's over Nisr. It's Metame B'Oil. That's who's Drasha or Rabbi Kiva. What does the Chacham say? Nafshos without a Vav. Only one revis from one mace. You can't combine two mace. Yes? Machleitz Tanoim. Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemsora. Rabbi Kiva is Yeshem Lemikra. Go ahead, Zok. Zok the Tais. Minayin.
Minayin revis Dam Chule.
Oh, why on earth do I need a pasuk for this? Go ahead. Excellent. Why do I need, what's the difference between two half kazesim of a mace that that combine together in the front tumah? We don't care whether it's a mace or a shnei mason. So to here, what do we care whether the revius dam is from one mace or two mason? Number one, kasha. Number two, it's really all one kasha. Go ahead, because we're going to see. The behemoth, go ahead.
Behema
Makasha.
Nami, the boy of a small crawler, Vias Dama, Bomin, a Mason, Matama, Lomeli, Krob, Table Glade.
Yeah, he has to dig up a posse that reviews Dam from Mason's Matama. What do you need a posse for? Go ahead.
Table Glade needed to have a Bosser, a Mason.
It's like flesh. Bosser Mason means flesh of a Mace, God forbid. That is Matamic. The Ha what?
The Dam, Choshu, the Bosser.
Excellent. Dam is considered like Bosser. So just like Boss is Mitami in the Oho, so too Dam is. Kidemuchach?
Nesachim?
What's a nevela?
A
dead animal that was shot dead, not through shchita. Very important. It was shot dead. You shecht an animal and you check its lung and it's going to die in a year, it's called a trefa. Not a nevela. So Dama nevela, Beishamah says Mitame? Hoel? What does that mean? Because it coagulates it, it's equal to what? If you coagulate, it's equal to kazayas, correct? You know what coagulate is? Congeal it. Congeal it, you solidify the blood, it's equal to kazayas. Go ahead, lechein, therefore mitame.
Mitame means to have a bosser.
There it is, it's a great kasha. What do you have to dig up a pasuk that the dam of the mace is mitame? It's like bosser. Dam is kibosser, done. It's like flesh. Right? So why do you need two mason? To dam from two mason. That we know Chetzi Kazayas of Basar from two mason is Metame. It's a great kasha. So let's see what Taisa says. Yesh Lomar. Yesh Lomar.
The shiny mace that feel Basar Atma Loya Metame, Elab Mishum to Makomo Nasit Salekas. Kid the Amar Mesekas Nida, the Paragdama Nida, the boy in Gizo Machlif. Hilkoch Dam came to Gizo Machlif, Elab the Rabbi Kura, Isim Atire.
Okay, stop. So what is this answer? Stop up there. What's the answer? Beautiful answer. Very important. Let's get it. The answer runs as follows. Mace, flesh of a corpse, would not be metame unless a scar was made. If something is ripped out of someone's flesh, it regenerates. Flesh regenerates, but there leaves a scar. Someone had chicken pox. I remember I had chicken pox as a kid. My mom said, don't scratch the scars. Don't do the scabs or get a scar. Have a scar because I didn't listen to her. So it leaves an imprint. It leaves an imprint. If it leaves an imprint and it doesn't degenerate and become, doesn't regenerate and become completely like it was, that means it was part of the body. Then it's part of the goof. Therefore, it's metame. And that's what he says beferish. And therefore, halacha lamaisa, when it comes to the dam of a mace, what does dam do when someone's alive? Unless you lose a lot of blood, God forbid, then you need a transfusion. But normally you don't need a lot, you don't need that transfusion. Blei Hara, right? The blood regenerates itself. If blood regenerates itself, it shows it's not part of the body. It comes, it goes, it regenerates itself. So it's not part of the body. That's the svar of Tosafot. Gizo Machlif is and it regenerates. So if it regenerates Lamaisa, why should it be Metame? It wouldn't be Metame if it wasn't for the Pasuk. Hayiti Mitaro. So that answers the second kasha. You follow me, Shimon? The second kasha is, what do you have to dig up a mucker for Dom? Isn't Dom kibasser? No, it's not the same as basser. There's a difference up his far, Jacob. What's the difference? Because Dom regenerates itself. So I would think it's Tahora. Basser doesn't regenerate itself because it leaves a scar. Even though the flesh might regenerate, but still there's a scar there. And therefore, I would think that what? Therefore, I would think that Dom would be tar. Kamashmani and a pasuk give him a tame. So why did it say one and two? 1 second, Uri, go ahead. Just, we'll get to your point. Go ahead. Shimon, v'hadinaka.
V'hadinaka, minayin reviyas dam ha'ba mishnei mesim shumatameh.
Oh, don't, God forbid. Don't tell me that what the Chiddush of HaGemara is 2 and 1 is a Davar Pasha. No. There's no difference between 1 and 2. Go ahead. Yeah, but lav haikra the meisach ha'ayim atameh. Who adim mishnei meisim? Ileika what? If there be no mute, there be no difference between 1 and 2. Daha what? Why is that? What's the case? You have two nevelas, their tomb is the same, and the shear is the same. Are they mitzarf together? Yes. They're mitzarf together. So if you have two mason that have the same type of tumah, they're mitzarf together. So therefore, the yafusa, the makor for one mason, is the same as two mason. There is no difference between the two. Go ahead, and the Rabbanan who argue in Rabbi Akiva say that two is good, if it's a revis from two mesim, is only because of a technical thing. Go ahead. Yesh aim la what? Yesh aim la mesora. Exactly. Only because of that. If it wasn't for that, one and two would be the same thing. So you just answer both kashas. You just answer both kashas. One and two, there's no difference between the two. Only because he has hold Yeshem and the sword of the Rabbanan argue. If it wasn't for that, one and two would be the same thing. And you'll ask me why you need a special marker for Dom of a mace? Jeremy, you know why? Because blood doesn't blood regenerates itself. I would think it would be Tahora. Therefore, when someone dies, the blood I don't think would be Mitame. Kamashman, it's Mitame. You follow me? Whereas Basar does not regenerate, leaves a scar, and therefore it's Tame. So that's what Tosis seems to say, Beferish, Halacha Lamai, so that the Dom is what? He keeps what? Keeps going with his mouth, is the dam kibbutz or not? Uri, you had a kasha now, you got it?
Yeah, no, I had a question.
Yes, quick, go ahead.
I thought the case was where you have a corpse and a piece of the corpse is now in the room. Not that, so what, the guy...
Argamor is about blood of the corpse. Argamor is about blood. You can have, right. You can have flesh from the corpse or blood from the corpse.
So when we're talking about the flesh of the corpse, he's dead already, and then like his hand comes off and it's in the room with another person's hand.
Right.
So it's not going to regenerate because he's dead.
That's what we said. We said because the substance, while it's alive, doesn't fully regenerate, shows that it's part of the body. That was the svara that I want to convey to you. Therefore, when the guy dies, that part is considered part of the gufa mace. Whereas blood, while the guy is alive, always regenerates itself. So therefore, we don't view it as part of the body when the guy dies. Does everyone cop this? Tosis just rolls on. That's the Svara, though. Does everyone cop that? That's the Svara Tosis. You can miss the Svara. The word is, the litmus test is, while the guy is alive, you would view this as part of his goof. Well, that depends. If it doesn't regenerate itself, then it's part of the goof. If it does regenerate, say, okay, it comes and goes. It's not part of his goof. So then when the guy dies, God forbid, it's not considered part of his goof. You're the Vore? Shimon, you got it? That's Tosis Svara. You got to say it out. That's the Svara of Tosis. Okay? Uri, you got me? I'm glad you asked me that. You follow me? That's the litmus test. Okay, Viter now. Go ahead. Now he's a new point now. Go ahead. Now what's a sheretz? Well, Shechter Shlita always teaches us eight rodents. It's not the insects. When we talk about shrotzim, we're referring to the rodents. A rat. Okay? A dead rat, let's say. Go ahead. So how did it's
recraw?
Oh, there it is. Dam is kibasser. Again, the whole toys is Dam is kibasser, but I need a mucker. I need a mucker because it doesn't, the blood regenerates, so basser doesn't. But Dam is kibasser. Go ahead. So why do I need a pasuk then? Liquid blood is metame from a rat with how much blood? The shear of a lentil. Akadosha. Now, a lentil's bigger than a kezias or less?
A lot less,
right? A lentil's much less than a kezias, right? I know, a lot, but okay. It's enough. One of the guys in the shul actually gave me a sefer now on kezias. Fascinating. Different pictures and everything. Thank he's one rugalach is a kazayas. I've been thinking all along. No wonder I'm so fat. I always thought three rugalach was a kazayas. It says in the book, Rav Bodner, one rugalach is a kazayas. I was so sad. I was dancing about it. I don't know if I'll eat one, but lemaisa, okay. But mikomok amitzrich, it says beferish. Mikomok amitzrich, go ahead. The dam tzol.
The dam tzol. The matam bechadasha.
Va'afo gav dechi what?
Av gav dechi mikrish machis tuva.
Oh, even though what? Even though when it congeals or coagulates, you're going to need machis tuva. It really what? It really gets much smaller than the shear of a what? The shear of a kadasha. So again, how much should you need? How much again in the tube? In the tube of the liquid blood of a rat. How much do you need? A kadasha. But when you coagulate it, it's supposed to equal a kadasha. You're going to need like 5 tubes of blood to equal actual lentil when you solidify it. So you should need much more. That's why you need a pasuk to tell me that what? That a kadasha is enough. You understand what I'm saying? I should need 3 kadashim. I should need 3 liquid kadashim that when you solidify it, it equals what? It equals a kadasha lamaisa of what? Of the shear lamaisa if I would solidify it. The shear of a pasuk of a sheretz. There's, you take the flesh of a rat, a kadasha, right? Yeah? You take the flesh of the rat and you want to take liquid blood and it equals the shear, you should need 5 kadashim of liquid blood to equal the actual volume of the flesh of a kadasha. Why don't you require it? Because there's a special pasuk, he says. But what do you see? L'hachitran, and therefore it says,
L'hachitran hasam dam ha-sheretz u'sarum mitzdarfen b'shir and shabbat.
There it is. If you take the blood of a sheretz, okay, Uri? And you take blood of a sheretz, and you take the flesh of a sheretz, of a rat, they're mitzdarfed together for tuma, bekadasha, because the shear is shav of each. So you can take a half and half, no problem. Okay, but I'm on a dead rat. Go ahead, aval. Now I stress, when we say basa, I mean flesh. I translate that. Don't say skin. Because skin is different, right? Skin is different. Halacha l'maisa. Skin is like the seah, right? Halacha l'maisa. Go ahead. Blood of the vela and its boss are not mitzarf. Why not? And this I wish I could call it to all the guys. And I saw this in lunchtime. The May Be'er, very fine sefer, says the same thing as you guys. Why are they not mitzarf this year? Dam shares and mitzarf. Why not?
Dam
nevela and its boss are. The flesh of a nevela, the blood of a nevela and its boss are not mitzarf together because their shear is different. The dam of nevela, the shear is water of avis. And what is the shear of Basar? A kezias. Since the shearim are not shava, they are not what, Ben?
Sorry.
They're not mitzarf. But I asked everyone in Seder, I said, but earlier in Tosas he said, that what was the shear of Dam Nevela and its Metame? Berevis, because if you solidified it, it's a kezias. So isn't that the shear the same? No, because in the state in which they're in, one's a solid, one's a liquid, they're not the same shear. You understand what I'm saying? That's what he says. He actually says this out. So I was bothered by, but he says what everyone said. He says, "Came to dam ki makrish mafchis." The blood, when it congeals, will be what? Will be mafchis. So I think what he means is that the state will be what? The state is not the same. The bottom line is that the shirim are different in which they're in. Therefore, they're not mitzarf together. Okay, the chen mukach.
The sharetz is.
What'd you say?
Sharetz is shava, or they don't have.
No, the sharetz for sure is not. The pasuk said that's why you need the pasuk. You need a pasuk. Go ahead, the chen mukach. What's the chen mukach now? What's mukach? That sheretz is different than nevela. Please get that down. Write that down. Lechein mukach, that sheretz is different than nevela. How is it different? Go ahead. Because Yushalmi says, now what does this mean here? What does this mean? Let me introduce to you. What does the concept called machsher mean? What does machsher mean? You familiar with machsher? We wrote it on the board a few weeks ago, didn't we? Yad shachatam. What are the 7 liquids that are needed? It's a Mishnah Makshirin. Maseches Makshirin, what Mishnah? Perek Vav Mishnah what? Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. We looked it up this morning. Yad Shachat Dam. Okay. The Yud stands for what?
Yayin.
The Dal is Davash from a honeybee, not from a date. Shin is Shemen. Ches is milk. Right? We might as well write it down. Yayin. Dam from a human being. Shin is shemen from an olive. Ches is milk from a cow. Tes is dal dew. Dvash from a what? From a bee. And mem is mine. These 7 liquids that fall on a fruit or vegetable. if the vegetable's been a third grown and been cut off the ground, has to be tallish, and the owner wants one of the seven liquids to fall on it, you need nichus, you need ratzon, then it's ready to be mekabel tuma. That's called hechsher. These are the seven liquids. Okay? In fact, there are two ways to learn it in Lumdus. One is, the Ramban learns it's like a conductor of electricity. I'll call it like a gesher. You know how like something's a, it's a conductor of tumor. These things ready it. If a dead rat falls on a piece of celery, and the celery was detached from the ground, a third grown, detached from the ground, and the owner had no problem water falling on the celery, the water does not have to be on the celery when the dead rat falls on it. It just has to be once on it, ready, and the owner of it was fine with the water being on the celery.
It was dry.
Even if it's dry, but water had to fall on it beforehand. So either it works as a conductor of electricity, or the Rav had a different beer. The Rav Zatzal said it's not a food in Hilfos Tumah V'Tahara until one of the seven lipids fall on it. It's not a shame ochel. Two ways to learn the lumness of how Hechsher works. I want you to get that. Either it works as a conductor of Tumah, or you assume it's not a halachic ochel. Unless one of the seven liquids fall on the thing.
Why not?
That's the din. It's a din. It's drushes. Not for now, the mice. There might be nafkamims. No, this is only Hilfos Tumah V'Tahara. Of course you got to say a bracha. Not Hilfos brachas. Only the Tumah V'Tahara. It gives you the shame ochel. So I want you to get this down. What do you see from this Gemara? What does Yushalmi say? The Yushalmi says, dam nevela. What type of blood? Let's say a guy would want blood to be on his celery. I don't know, some type of pesticide, so bugs will go away from it. Because you ask yourself, why would a guy ever want blood on vegetables? Maybe it's a pesticide. Okay? So what's the din? So dam nevela is not machsher. Dam of a rat is also not machsher. But can it be metame? Yes. It can become tame. And if it's tame, it can be metame other things. But it can't be machsher. So what does Yushalmi ask? Vatanan. Read that again. The chayin muchach. Start there. The chayin muchach. Oh, so it can't be machsher, but it can be tami. Go ahead, Vatanan. What do you mean? The havamin is that the only dam that we find that's matam is not machsher is only dam sheretz. But we just said that dam nevela is matam is not machsher. It's not the only one. So you know what Yushalmi says? The sheer tumo we don't have kiyotzibo. Meaning dam sheretz, what is the sheer of basar? What is the shear of dam bas of dam sheretz? What's the shear of dam sheretz? Kadasha. Dam nevela, what's the shear? Revis. And what's the shear of the basar? Kazayas. The only thing that has what? It's dam and it's bas is the same shear as what is sheretz. That's when it's ein lano kiyotzibo. Dam sheretz is the only one like that. But what do you see from here? That shear of dam sheretz is different than what? Than dam nevela. That's the rye that Tais is bringing. That's v'chein muchach, that the shear of sheretz is different than nevela, but that's based on a pasuk. So that's what the whole point of that Yushalmi is, okay? V'chein muchach. So what do we have up till now, guys? Let's go, we got a lot to do. What do we have up till now? If I ask the Tosis whole mahalach is dam is kibosser. Dam is kibosser, dam is kibosser. Why do we need a special pasuk like that? Because dam, what? Regenerates itself, bosser doesn't. But dam is kibosser, there's no doubt. That's what Tosis is assuming. What about dam sheretz? Dam sheretz needs a pasuk to make the shear the same. Even though when you coagulate it, it should be much more. Okay? Dam nevela, most of the shear is exactly the same. Okay, go ahead. You're doing a great job, Shimon. Umiyu?
Umiyu kasha.
Miyu vik kasha. Don't you have vik kasha?
No.
I have umiyu vik kasha. Umiyu kasha, go ahead. You're right. I only have umiyu kasha. Go ahead. Umiyu kasha, go ahead.
Umiyu kasha, the paracolic.
Makes sense what you're saying, too. Umiyu vik kasha. Miyu. And however, kasha have a kasha. Usually, Tosh doesn't say that. Usually, he says Miu, he points out. But he, go ahead. Miu kasha. Miu
kasha, the parakol sha, lo, mishani akusha, the dam kishahutra, nevela.
He, kishahutra, nevela, he, the dama hutra. Ukin mishani.
Mishani akusha, the chela vigid.
Oh. No, ukin mishani akusha, the chela vigid. You don't have akusha?
I said
Kusha. Excellent. Okay, let's give some background behind this. There's a famous sugya in Shas, in Pesachim. Same Tosis. Okay, there's a famous sugya in Shas, Chizki and Rabbi Abba. It's called Chizki and Rabbi Abba. It starts on Chafal from Beis Pesachim. Rabbi Abba's of the opinion. Anytime the Torah says lo socho, lo yochel, lo socho, included in that is an isra achil, isra hada. The word ochel, lo ochel, includes isra achil, don't eat it, and don't buy and sell it for profit. Chizki says I beg to differ. That the Torah only asks us something about hada as well if it said yei achel, a fancy lashon, yei achel. It's a whole sugya song. We had it a few years ago.
Who's the other
band?
Who's the second
band? Rabbi Abba and then Chizki. Famous machloek is sugya of Chizki and Rabbi Abba as to how you can be able to learn out something asur b'achilat asur b'ana. So Gemara asks a kashan Rabbi Abba. I got a problem. We find that nevela is what? Is mutar b'ana. That's a beferish of pasuk and chumash. No problem, Rabbi Abba says. But the problem is that the Gemara asks from Gid HaNasha. Gid HaNasha is sciatic nerve. The Mishnah says in Chulin, it's mutar b'ana. It's only asur b'achilat. And it said lo yochlu. Kashan Rabbi Abba. So you know what the Gemara answers? The Gemara answers, when the Torah matered the nevela, b'hano, you know what included in the heter of a nevela? And included its chelev. Chelev is also mutar b'hano. And also included in what? Included the gid anash to be mutar b'hano. Okay? That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues, dam. We know that dam is mutar b'hano. There was a canal in the Beis HaMikdash that they used to run the canal to go out to the fields, to fertilize a field. There was a canal that ran through the Azara. And the Gemara says, based on Mishnayos, that it went out to the fields outside the Beis HaMikdash and fertilized the ground. The Gemara says, Dam is mutar b'ana. It says, lo yochlu. Kashan Rabbo. You know what the Gemara answers? The Gemara says, special din. Dam is like mayim. Just like mayim is mutar b'ana, so too the dam is mutar b'ana. Mayim is mutar to drink, of course, as well. But the Gemara has a special heter why dam is mutar. Why did the Gemara just say, included in the heter of nevela, that we matter the chelev and the gid, why don't we also matter the dam? The fact that the Gemara did not give that answer. Read that again. Read it again inside if you can, please. Umiyu kasha. Thank you, Shimon. Umiyu kasha. Oh, we didn't answer the kasha and dam like we did. What? Did what? He.
The dama.
Hutra. We didn't answer nevela the dama hutra. Ukinimishani like we did. The gi. So that's mashma from. Since we didn't answer in that way, it's mashma. Oh! It's mashma that dam is not like Buster. So he's asking a bomb kasha. The whole theme of this Tosas has been, guys, that the beginning of the Tosas is that dam is kabusser. He got off on a little bit of a tangent about dam kasheritz, but the whole theme of Tosas is that dam is kabusser. Now he's asking the end, you see, dam is not kabusser. Frekta kasha. Bomb kasha. You got it, Ellie?
Yeah.
Daniel, clear? Beautiful diukatisis. Now, as you're learning tzachim, you should be able to make that diuk on your own. Why is it going to have to give that terrence? Must be that dam not considered to be busser. Go ahead, what's the teretz?
Yes,
go ahead.
One more time the question.
The kasha tells us that the Gemara Sochin gives a different answer on the kasha from dam. The kasha and dam is dam's mutar b'ana, but it says lo yochol, lo yochol. Gemara says dam is like mine. Mine is mutar, you know, v'shvicha, mutar b'ana, so to the dam is mutar b'ana. Special din. Water is also mutar b'achila, of course, but the dam is also b'achila, only mutar b'ana. Why did the Gemara give the same answer that it gave for what? Nevela, and gid, and chelev. Just look, Nevela is mutar b'ana. Included in the heter Nevela was the gid, and what else? What else? Chelev. The fact that the Gemara didn't give that answer shows that dam is not kibbutzer. They ask on himself. I've been saying all along, dam is kibbutzer. What's going on? Dam is not kibbutzer. Hear the kasha? Go ahead, Zuck Tysis. Clear, Shimon?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Lekach? Oh, there's some ribui floating out there in Shas somewhere. Sometimes Tysus says this. There's some ribui floating out there. He doesn't pin it down. That dam nevela is metame. Once I have that drusha that I know that dam is metame, go ahead to Labasa or what?
The
because we already found that the shear of Basa being Matami is a Kazayas, so let's take the Dam Nevela to also be the same shear of what? Of a Kazayas, so it'll be Ravis. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, is blood like Basa or not?
No.
No. Blood is not like Basa. Excellent, Uri. Get it down. Dam is not get Basa. Since there's a drusha flowing out there that Dam Nevela is Matame, I'll finagle the drusha and say, well, what will the shear be? The shear will be like a Kazayas of Basa. That if it congeal and coagulate, it'll be a what? Ravis will be a kazayis. So the shear will be a ravis. But in reality, dam is not kibbutzer. Dam is not kibbutzer. Now, I want you to know something. The Ravid writes, please get it down, that dam nevela is only metame mid-rabbanan. He doesn't hold to this concept. The Ravid is in the beginning of the fifth parak of Mishnah Veduyos. Meseches Eduyos, one of the 63 Meseches in Shas. The Ravid has a parish on the daf there in the back of Meseches of Avodah Zarah. You know, Eduyos is one of the 63 Meseches. All the Mishnahs begin, hey it. You know, they're testifying. So the Ravid in the beginning on the parish of Mishnahs and Parakei says, Dam Nevel is only two of the Rabbanim. I want you to get it down. Smack against our Tisus. Okay? Smack against our Tisus. So Tisus holds that Dam is what? Dam is not Kibbasser. Tisus holds Dam is not Kibbasser. Halach Lomais. Finish up the Tisus. Go ahead. One sec, Johnny. Let's finish it. Avakasha.
Avakasha. The
MK and
Sheretz Nami.
No, Dam Sheretz. No?
Dam Sheretz.
Yeah.
Dam Sheretz Nami. This be Ribuya.
There's also a Ribuya that Dam Sheretz is Tame. Niboy, go ahead. So what's he asking? So why don't you finagle that pasuk and finagle to be five tubes, five kadoshes? You want it to equal what? You want it to equal what it'll be when it's basar. How much is the basar in time of a rat? Kadosha. So let the blood be five tubes of kadoshes. Let it be five. You understand what I'm saying? Remember Tosas said earlier it was based on a pasuk, so that's the din. Tosas is challenging that. You have the ribui, so just like we finagle dam nevela, finagle dam sheretz. And let it be five kadoshim. He blies by a kash on that. So my response would be, okay, the pasuk said don't finagle. The pasuk said what it said. When it comes to dam nevela, there's a pasuk floating out there, so that pasuk floating out there, somehow we can finagle. It's not like a drusha gemura, you know what I mean? I'm giving evidence of that because the Rav, in fact, argument says it's not really a drusha gemur. It says all things the Rabbana. So I'm saying, but if it's a drusha gemur, that the Gemara says beferish in Me'ila. Is it in Me'ila? Kitchim is bad. And Daf Yud Zayin. It's in a beferish in Gemara Me'ila. It's a drusha gemur. How do you finagle that? But Tosfos saying finagle it. Finagle it and make it a five kadoshes. Okay. So my response is, no, that's a drusha gemur. This is not. It's a little bit of a stretch, but maybe Tosfos agrees with the Rav. Maybe it's only Talmud and Rabbana down the thing.
What's a drusha gemur?
Drusha Gemur means Minatira. It's the Raisa. Yeah. Saying maybe Tosa saying that there's a drusha floating out there. Maybe it means the Rabban. I don't think so. It's hard for me to imagine it means like the Raven. Okay. Let's get to the following. Yeah?
Yeah, it's not like
real quick, Johnny, because go ahead.
You have Tosos brought Raya from Gemara is that it was Dam Kibasa. It's not like he came up with a swar that he took and then he pulled himself.
No, but okay. So what's your response? How do we answer Johnny's question? You have to rework everything. No, how do you rework everything? You tell me.
You mean the Gemara they're going off the rebuy?
No, exactly. In other words, our premise is that Dam is not Kibasar, and therefore that's what those psukim show. So those psukim can show one of two things. That Dam is Kibasar, and then what? And then I have to stand on my head and say why I need a special marker by Dam. And he explained, because one regenerates, one doesn't, right? Now Tosfos is backing out of that and saying, no, really, what? Really, Dam is not Kibasar. And that's why I need special makaras for Dam. You follow me?
Right,
because Dam is not Kibasar. I'm just saying the end of the Tosfos is challenging the whole premise of the Kashrut. We always say from roadside, Shlita, right? There's a Kashrut shown as a premise. Is that premise destroyed or does the premise remain? So I'm saying Tosfos in the Maskana is challenging the premise saying Dam is not Kibasar. That's what he's saying. Halacha lemaise. Okay.
I didn't look in the Gemara and Shabbos and Menachem.
No, but I'm saying those Makoros never said a Farish either way. The question is how you view the Makor. You could say the Makor is, even though it's Kibasar, but I have to come up with a Svar why I needed it. Or you could say, no, Dam is not Kibasar, that's why I need a Makor for Dam. You understand what I'm saying? It's a good methodological way that when you view a Makor, what is it? Is the Makor trying to what? Go against the grain of the Mahalach of the Gemara, right? That Dam is Kibasar, but despite that, I still would have thought it's a little bit different because it regenerates and Basar doesn't. Therefore, I need a marker for Tam. Or no, Dam is not Kibasar, and I better find a marker for Dam, and we found it. You understand what I'm saying? You're making a great point. Okay, let's get to the following now. Let's get this. Says Rav Ganach Shlita in his Sefer. Pirkei Yitzchak is on hedge. Amazing. Zach, let's get it. Uri, you got this? Let's get this done. What's the machlokas of Akiva and the Rabbanim? What's the machlokas of Lomdus? Whether you can be mistarif half a revis from one man, half a revis from another man. How can you mistarif them together? Rabbi Akiva says you can, the Rabbanim say no. So Rav Ganach Shlita says like this. The machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanim runs like this. Beautiful, he says. Moyer Dika Hezbollah. He says, is this a din revis or is this a din mace? Is this a din revis or is this a din mace? Meaning to say the following. That according to the Chachamim, you cannot mitzarif two together Because it's not a shear. The shear of revis is koveh chalos dama nefesh, considered to be kemes. So in other words, according to the Rabbanon, you cannot be mitzarf the two together. Why can't you mitzarf the two together? The two revis, the hechetzi revis from each guy. Why not, Jeremy? Because the whole this whole din is a manifestation of a mace. If you have revis of a flesh or revis of blood from a mace, it's a representative of a mace. Of one mace. But you can't take a half of one, half of another, come up with one, because the whole shear is considered to be a din of what? It's a din in the mace. So if it's a din in the mace, it's got to be from the same mace, the revis. You can't be mistar from two different mason. It's not Shaya. You can't be mistar from two different mason. You follow me, Zach? Because this is the lumbus. According to Rabban, it's a din in the mace. You can't be mistar. According to Rabbi Kiva, what is it a din in? What does Rabbi Kiva say? It's a din in what? It's a din to revis. So I don't care how many what mason you combine from. You can combine with five, maybe. As long as it's a shear of what? A revis, it's enough. That's Kufa de Machlaikis you wanted to tie it. Between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. You follow the lumbus? If it's a din in revis, who cares how many people you can start from, Zach? But if it's a din in the mace, and the revis is a representative of the mace, it can only be from one mace. That's what the Rabbanan are saying. You got this? You got this? Oh, the Meila based on this, listen to this. Amazing. In the Rambam, in the very beginning of Perek Dal, because Tumas Ames I gave you, he says if you have rova atzamos, let's say you have a certain shear, a rova of bones of a mace, or you have a skeleton, you have a spinal, you know, a skeleton, or you have a skull, those are not mitzdar from two mason. This is a mission in all those Perek Beis, because they are not shiurin. What are they? Through a skull and a skeleton. Through a skeleton and a skull, or through robot somas, it's considered to be mace. It's metame, metaris mace. Therefore, it can't be mistarif into what? To mason. Because they're not shiurim. A kazayas from a mace is mistarif mishne mason, is not metari, metaris mace. It's a din of a shear. So let's get this. So Shedra, O Gargolis, Gilgolis, Gilgolis, Eno, mitstarif, mishne mason. Why not?
Who says this?
This is the Rambam based on the Mishnah Olos. The Rambam, the Pirik Dalin, Holach Alf, and Hilchos Tumas Ames. Beferish. In Hilchos Tumas Ames. He says Beferish. Okay? He says that Shedra and Gargolis are not Mitzdarfos Mishnei Mason. Shedra is the spine, Gargolis is the skull. Shedra is like a skeleton. If you try to combine the two together, They're not ain't mitzdarf. They're not mitzdarf to mitame b'oil. Halacha
l'maisa. Does this mean less than a kazayas, or like a full skull is a kazayas, or
the shear has to be. This is not flesh. We've discussed flesh, blood. Flesh is basar, blood. Now we're talking about different parts of the actual body, bones. So there's a din of a skeleton. There's a din of a skull. But let's say I would try to combine a skull, half a skull from one guy, half a skull from another guy. Those would not be metame, because those are representative of mason. And therefore, it can be only one mason, not from two mason. It's not a shear, you follow me? It's not a shear of revis, where according to Rabbi Kiva, it's a din of revis, you can, the blood, you can mitzdar from two. You follow me? Daniel, you follow this? What is the machlech to Rabbi Kiva in the Rabban? Is it just stam a shear of revis? Then why not mitzdar? Then you could be Mistarf Mishnei Mason. Why not? As long as it equals a shear, what's the difference? But if they're representative of a mace, it can only be one mace. Nafshos, Dama Nefesh. Not from the Foshos.
So we're saying the Rambam is like the Rabbanan?
I'm saying the Rabbanan is echoing the Svar of the Rabbanan, you see, clearly. Yeah. Because these are examples. Shedra, I'm not saying that Rabbi Kiva is going to argue on this, because Rabbi Kiva might agree that Shedra and Gilgolis are a din of what? Pinchas, a din of a mace. I'm not saying Rabbi Kiva goes against it. You follow me? I'm just saying, you see, this is a good example of these are dinim and mason. Din be mace. You follow what I'm saying, Pinchas? It's a din and a mace. No, that's what Pinchas just said. I'm saying Rabbi Kiva might say these halachas maybe is a din and a mace. So you need a complete one. You can't miss arf. But when it comes to dam, That's the machlokas. Rabbi Kiva will say it's a shirin revis. Chum say it's still a dinner base.
What would be the nachum?
Basar or just dam?
What? Yeah, dam. Then our Gemara. Dam yishnei mason. Our Gemara is about dam. Dam yishnei mason.
What would the rabbanon say? What would Rabbi Kiva say the nachum mean between dam and skeleton?
That's the din. The din is that it's a shir of revis or shir mar halacha l'moshem sinai. Part of this halacha l'moshem sinai is this drasha. These things are representative of mace. Now let's get to the following. Listen to this. The stipler in Masechah Sanhedrin and the Chazon Ish also on Sanhedrin, Simen Chaf Aleph, say the following. There is a rivet, which I gave you in Perek Dalek, Tumas Mace Halacha Gimel, that revis dam, that is split up. Let's say a guy's metame, he hovers over different chalakim or revis of dam. What's the din? Let's say you take dam revis and you spatter it all over a certain room on a floor or on a whatever, and a guy flies over it or he puts it on the ground and he flies over it. But on one spot, there was no puddle of one revis. It was all scattered. You follow me? What's the din, the rabbit says? What's the din in such a case? Revis dam shenechalak. Revis da hadam shenechalak. Nechalak means to a scattered over. Shenechalak. What's the din? You know what he says? Tahar. Why? Why does he say tahar? Because what's the din? Revis dam that is nechalak is tahar, stam and tamet, even remal over all the chalakim. What do you mean? I hovered over everything. Because revis dam learns from nefesh. It's not a nefesh unless it's mechuber. It's not a nefesh unless it's mechuber. It's like the Rabbanan's din of a mace. This echoes the din of a mace. It's a din in mace. Dam ha-nefesh. It has to be mechuber together. See, one could have said if the shear of what? If it's a din in the shear, maybe one could have said maybe not. Who says it has to be mechuber? Maybe. So this leads us to the Gemara Nazar. What does the Gemara say in Nazar daf lamed ches? What does the Gemara say in Nazar daf lamed ches? The Gemara says in name in Nazar, there are 10 dinim of revis. Eser revios hain. Eser revios hain. The Gemara goes through different halachas that revis chatzan afkamin.
Which one is this?
Nazar daf lamed ches amin aleph. Says there are 10 revios hain. What are one of the 10? Our Gemara. A revis dam that comes from two mason is metame b'oil. What's the point? Why would the Gemara there quote the din of Rabbi Kiva? Right? Why would the Gemara quote Rabbi Kiva? The Gemara quotes Rabbi Kiva. Mitzatet, this is a beautiful form. Rabbi can access. It's Mitzatet Rabbi Kiva. Why does it quote Rabbi Kiva's din? Quote the Rabbanan. Do the Rabbanan agree revis from one dam is metame? Yes or not?
Yes.
Yes, they do. So why wasn't that quoted? If you're trying to demonstrate 10 halakas that are regarding revis, why would you quote Rabbi Kiva? The Rabbanan also have a shear of revis from one mace. What's the answer, Yosef? Says we're going to actually to demonstrate and convey what? That the din in Rabbi Kiva, it's a din in revis. Because it's a din in revis, it allows me to star from multiple mason. That's goofy why the Gemara quotes Rabbi Kiva. You guys follow me? It's such a beautiful fort. Lumdus. Zach, why does Gemara quote Rabbi Kiva there? He wants to demonstrate revises. There are 10 dinim regarding revis. And it quotes Rabbi Kiva. That dam from two mason is mitzarif. Dam, mishnei mason, is mitzarif. Revis, from two different ones. Two different. Why didn't the word just quote from the Rabbanan? That dam from one revis is mitami. It's the same revis. Because the Gemara wants to bring out the point that according to the Bikini, it's taka din revis squared cubed. Because it's a din revis, it allows him to start from different mason. That's good for the chiddush of Bikini. Ellie, you follow me?
Why is that a chiddush, though? You want the Gemara to quote the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan?
Yeah, isn't the Rabbanan's a revis also? I understand, but it's still a revis. Still a revis at the end of the day. It's a bigger chiddush of Akiva. Because it's saying revis in squared cubed. Because it's a dinner revis, not a manifestation of a mace. It allows you to be mitzdar from the different mason. That's good for the crunch, the punchline of Rabbi Kiva. Shimon, you follow me? That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva. Shimon, you're asking, John, you're asking, Gemara could have quoted the Rabbanan. Fine, that's the din. But the reason why the Rabbanan say what they say the Stipler, say the Chazon Ish, says Rav Ganak, is because why? Because the din in the mace. If you want to really show a din that demonstrates, conveys Ravis, I'll quote your Rebbe Kiva. Because Rebbe Kiva's din is really based on a Ravis. Because it's based on a Ravis, it allows him to start from on the Mason. The Chumash is just technically a Ravis. But the Lumnus is not based on a Ravis. The Lumnus is based on a Mace. Therefore, you're not allowed him to start Shnei Mason. That's goofy why the Gemara Nazar quotes this din. It's a mighty dick of order. You got it, Pinchas? This is the shtickle. Rebbe Ganak's Sefer Tzedek is a phenomenal Sefer. This is the Sefer. The Rav has in there. He wrote a smich in there. He wrote in the, this is the Rav smich. He gave private smich for a Ganak. You know, the head of the OU. He's one of my teachers, Kabur in Yeshiva. In your day. You know, the Rav in Englewood.
Yeah.
So Lomaisa, you see, that's his chiddush. Tom, one of the greatest Talmidim of the Rav. This is the chiddush you want to bring out from this Gemara. Okay? It's unbelievable. Murder the shot. Now, one last in. We'll close with that. Now, tomorrow, shir 10:45. Because I got to get a flight to L.A. at 4. Okay? So I got a lot to do afterwards. Okay? So 10:45, we'll probably stop about noon. Okay? All right? So you tell the guys who aren't here. One last in, Tyson Yuma. Tyson Yuma has a completely different shot. Different terrors. What was the Kasha Tysus? What was the Kasha Tysus? Why do I need a posse to tell me Shnei Mason? Listen to this Tyson Yuma. I couldn't believe it. You know what Tyson Yuma says? Tyson Yuma says, Rahman al-Itzlan, he says, what happens if there's a Nephil? What happens if there's a Nephil? Tyson Yuma pe'al from an avdermaskal kol. You know what we learn from the Fashos? That even a revis of down from two Nephilim are mitzdarf. What's a Nephil? A miscarriage. A miscarriage, God forbid. A stillborn. So even a revis of down from two different Nephilim. Now, each nephil is so small, Rahman al-Atsan, that they don't even have a shiravis in their own body. But if you take blood from two nephilim together, you'll be able to get a what? You'll be able to get a revis. So Rabbi Kiva says, halacha l'maisa, that's what it means, mistarf mishnei mason. That even if each entity on its own doesn't have a revis, you could still mistarf together to get a revis. Okay? The chumim say, I don't buy that. Chumim say, I don't buy that. Each entity at least has to have a potential revis on its own. Even if you don't take revis from each one, it's still good. You follow me? But each one has to have its own. But what comes out according to this Tosos, that both Rabbi Kiva and the Chum agree that each entity on their own, a regular body, corpse, healthy person that dies, if you took a half revis from one corpse, a half revis from another corpse, even the Rabbana would agree to Rabbi Kiva. That's what I want you to get from this Tosos and Yuma against our Tosos. Tosus and Yuma is saying that the machlokas of Kivin Rabbanan is on a situation where each entity Uri did not have a revis on its own. And Rikiva says it doesn't make a difference. Still in the start. Rabbanan say nothing doing. But in a regular case of a corpse where each entity has its own revis, everyone agrees in the start. Even the Rabbanan agreed to Rikiva. That's smack against our Tosus. That's clear.
Why would they agree in the case that they do have enough blood. Definitely.
Because each one, it's a legitimate entity. That's what you have to say. It's a legitimate entity on its own. So therefore, Lomaisa, we don't... What would the svar for that be? It's a good kasha, Pinchas. But I can imagine, Lomaisa, and to say that it's not a nefesh, maybe. Maybe you could say it's not a nefesh. It's nefashos, right? Yeah. So nefashos. So maybe if you take that to the end extreme, that if it doesn't have a release of blood on its own, maybe it's not considered to be a nefesh. Rabbi Kiva says it doesn't make a difference. I have it mole. Yesh aim what? Lemikra? You can mitzarf the two. The Rabbanan say, I'm sorry, no. Each one has to have its own to be a nefesh, then you can combine them together. Our Taisus doesn't say this. Our Taisus says, so seemingly it's a machlaikis. Even if each one entity has on its own, the Rabbanan say it can't mitzarf. And that's where Ganak's whole mahalach is certainly assuming that. That it's a din of what? Either a din in mace or it's a din in revis. Against the Taisus Yuma. So Ganak's working with our Taisus, Lomaisa, with the Rambam, and that Raivit halacha Lomaisa. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. We stop here. I'm proud of everyone. We'll go through it. Shimon, excellent job. Let's stop at Mincha, and we got to do Chumash tomorrow, 10:45. We got to go Viper. Taisus tomorrow, we'll go Viper. In the sugya of Eish Eim LeMikra Eish Eim LeMasai. Okay, who wants to dab for the oath? Thank you, Nachum.